This podcast of Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
All right, I want to introduce you to Carly Ann.
Hi.
You, like, rushed to get to me. I just messaged you yesterday, and you were able to get out of work and come visit me this afternoon in studio, so thank you. Tell everyone, I guess, a little bit about yourself. I work with your brother, Benny.
Yeah, Benny's my brother. That's probably the most important thing.
Where are you from?
I'm from Watervliet. Okay. I'm a Watervliet native. I'm also the Watervliet varsity cheerleading coach.
Yes. Where do you work?
I work for Lakeland.
So thank you, Lakeland, for letting her get off the hook and come and visit
yes.
me. I'm going to get you out of here really quick. You only got 11 minutes
Perfect.
To occupy.
Yeah.
Okay, so story real quick is that I was on Facebook, and every so often I try to see like what's going on in the community just so I can maybe get someone on my show, what might I be missing, what might I be able to help out with. And I came across Cupcakes for Zoe, and two reasons that this caught my attention is because one, I love to both make and eat cupcakes, and two, we actually just had Leah Dibble in, and she was talking about the Bowling for Zoe event that
Which
they just
Sunday.
Finished. Okay, yeah. And either way, I got to learn a little bit more about Zoe, and it's always just incredible to me to learn that we have people that are struggling right here in our own community that. I know that we could come together and help out in some kind of way. And I'm sure that's where you came up with this idea as well.
Exactly.
So for anyone who is unfamiliar or maybe missed the Bowling for Zoe interview, we aren't going to be as explanatory or know as much as Leah did know about Zoe. But let's give them, I guess, a really quick update about who Zoe is and what her deal is.
All right. So Zoe's a 9-year-old girl. Family's from Hartford, mm-hmm. I believe. She was diagnosed with a cancer back in August and finished treatments in, I believe it was September, was re-diagnosed with brain cancer in November. And then now she's just finished treatment and she's waiting to be accepted into a program or trial treatment type thing somewhere in the U.S. We're not sure where, but somewhere.
Yeah, so, I mean, even what is more touching to me and what I guess really just got to me when I talked to Leah about this is she went and had the treatment and already has defeated cancer one time. And I know that since it has come back, she's kind of been tackling it as the same as I just want to get rid of it. I just want it to be gone again. And that's just how she is taking it as I want to beat this like I did last time. And she's really ready for it to be over. I do know that she wants to go back to school. She wants to be back involved with her friends.
Be a normal 9-year-old girl.
Exactly.
Yep.
So how did you, I guess, get to know about Zoe? You said it was just this recent holiday season, right?
Around Christmas time, my parents kind of reached out to their family through Leah. Leah's an awesome person.
Yep.
So through Leah, they reached out through her and they went and did Christmas carols, built a snowman, you know, brought her some gifts, that kind of thing, made Santa Claus real life. And my mom shared with me her story and just kind of hit me hard because I was a 9-year-old girl. I mean, I know what it's like to be 9, but I don't know what it's like to be 9 with cancer.
Yeah.
And I know that I have options being a cheerleading coach and I have, you know, 10 girls that are willing to help in the community too. So it's just a really good opportunity for them to really reach out and then for me to reach out and help.
Well, not only that, but I'm from Coloma. And I think that it's something that we see quite often that if somebody is in need of help in Hartford, Watervliet, or Coloma area, it's really awesome to see that we can rally the troops, not only from our Tri-County area, but from outside in the surroundings to really just come up with something special to give to a family that's in need. And that's exactly what's happening in this case. So really simple concept that you came up with is cupcake fundraiser.
Yep.
So the idea is you are going to just sell cupcakes and you're not going to put a price tag on how much they cost. So I could throw you a quarter for a cupcake or I could throw you a $100 bill for a cupcake. It really just depends.
Right.
Okay. So you are having the cheerleading team assist with this.
I am.
Let's give them some shout outs. As if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about varsity cheerleading coach, Carly Ann. What do the cheerleaders call you, Carly?
Coach Carly. Coach Carly.
Coach Carly. And you're going to have them make posters this week, or they've already have.
Yes.
Put them up everywhere. But really, this is just to help get the word out even more. They're going to be doing the cupcakes at the game this Friday.
Correct. Okay. Against Lawrence.
Okay, home. So you're playing Lawrence Watervliet High School this Friday. For anyone who is unfamiliar with where Watervliet High School is, it's very, very easy to find. Basically, if you get off 94, go towards town, you just turn right at the first light and you'll
and
run
it's
into.
Like the first big building on your right hand side.
Yeah, it's on Red Arrow, right?
Yes.
Okay. What time does the game kick off?
Girls, I believe, starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And then it'll go all the way through the boys' game as long as cupcakes last.
Yeah. How, I guess, are the girls assisting with cupcakes? Are they just going to be selling them and doing the work for the first?
Yep. For the first game, hoping we get some of their parents or them to donate, you know, a dozen cupcakes. I know I'm going to be making cupcakes. My mom's going to be making cupcakes tonight or tomorrow.
This is one of my favorite things to do because I cannot afford to eat 24 cupcakes, but I love to bake cupcakes.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people are like that as well because of I always see cupcakes sitting downstairs in the cafeteria. you know, I want to bake, but I don't want to eat all of these. So that's a good point, too. And maybe if you like to bake, you are also gladly take cupcakes that anyone wants to make, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to just bring them to the high school or reach out to me, we can arrange something for me to pick them up on Friday or Thursday night, whatever works for you.
And the easiest way to do that is, of course, just what I did. Go onto Facebook and you have an event page that you set up.
Yep. Cupcakes for Zoe.
Cupcakes for Zoe. It's just cupcakes and then four and then Zoe is spelled Z-O-E.
Yep.
Okay. Being that we're in the area, and hopefully if you're around the Southwest Michigan area, it should pop right up in your local events, too. So Cupcakes for Zoe. You can shoot that page a message, and chances are you're going to get a hold of Carly, and she'll be able to get you more details on. If you want to make cupcakes, hurry up and get them to her tonight or tomorrow during the day or even Friday throughout the morning time.
Yep.
So how do you manage your schedule with working at Lakeland and being the varsity cheerleading coach at Waterville?
Lack of sleep? No. My boss has been super awesome, and she understands that I have commitments after work. Mm-hmm. So I have a really cool schedule, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And then the school, Mr. Dietz has been super cool because I'm not required to ride the bus with the girls. So if they have an away game, I'm able to just, you know, drive myself and be there for the game. The girls are super flexible. Parents are super flexible. Practices are 5:30 to 7. You know, it's just fitting it in where you can and making it priority.
Yeah. All right. So this is pretty cool. Coach Carly is actually, you're showing them a lesson and showing them an example as to how easy it is to help someone that's in need just by simply making and selling cupcakes. So can we give shout out to all the girls that are helping you make the cupcake sales put together?
Yeah. So I have Jaslyn, who is our captain, Riley, Kayla, Jasmine, Leia, Aaron, who's actually a foreign exchange student, so that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Abby, and that's 7. And I think I'm missing a couple.
It's hard if you're there.
It is, because I don't have them written in front of me.
Waterville cheer team.
Waterville cheer team. Go,
shout
you guys.
Out.
Yes. Awesome. I think I covered them all.
There you go. So we covered the cheer team. We covered the cupcake donations. And now anyone can go to the game, right?
Right.
So that's when you can go and purchase them. So as long as this Friday, if you want to go and simply donate, maybe you eat a cupcake, maybe you don't, or you just purchase a cupcake, whatever it is that you please. Throw down $1, throw down $5. I like the concept of this. It's pretty open. Basically, just donations accepted.
Yeah.
And we kind of missed the part as to why this was, I guess, inspiring for you as to what the family needs. So even though this probably won't raise enough, maybe it will, who knows, to come up with the funds for a car, that is the ultimate goal here, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. That is because what happened with the family's car?
It just isn't super reliable is what I'm understanding. To start your car and not know if it's going to make it to Kalamazoo to get a treatment is a huge thing for somebody who needs treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we completely missed topic as far as Zoe. If you have missed the first half of this interview, Zoe, she's 9 years old, lives in Hartford. She is battling childhood cancer and she's currently waiting on, I guess, to find out if there's anything outside of the state that she can go and do these treatments because there's nothing offered around us here.
Right.
However, she has been going through some treatments and without a reliable car. So it was your mom said that really they're not just sure she's even going to be able to make it to Kalamazoo half the time or how she's going to get there safely and reliably every single day.
Yeah.
So they are in desperate need of a car. And Carly was nice enough to think, well, hey, little amount will help. So, I mean, that's a good point, though. Maybe if you have a car that you don't need anymore and you're listening, I bet you that Carly could get you in touch with Leah, who would then be able to get you in touch with the family and really help them out. Otherwise, it's just as simple as either making some cupcakes for this Friday or going to purchase them.
Yeah, so, and watch some good basketball if you plan on staying for the game.
There you go.
Shout out to Waterfleet High School.
How's the team this year so far?
You know, I'm impressed. I'm a cheerleader, so I'm not an athlete. I shouldn't say real athlete. Cheerleading's a sport. But I think the basketball team looks great. I'm impressed with the coaching staff and the way the season's gone so far. So
the boys are playing on Friday night?
The boys and girls.
And the girls. So the girls kick it off around 5:30.
Yep.
Make sure that if you stop in, and I think we talked about this, hopefully if you just want to come in and let them know, hey, I'm just here to make a donation and get a cupcake, they won't charge you to watch the game.
Right.
Otherwise, you can go and just pay to get in, watch the game, get your cupcakes, enjoy a night in Waterfleet. Otherwise, Carly, tell us what to do if we want to just make cupcakes and make sure that they get to you to sell.
Reach out to me. We will plan to meet ahead of time, like Friday before the game or tonight or tomorrow, whatever works for you.
Easiest way to do so is just like the event on Facebook and then message.
Send it a message. Yep.
Okay. Find it on Facebook, Cupcakes for Zoe. And hopefully we'll be able to give their family a little bit of hope by doing this, even if it's just a small amount that can go towards some kind of bill or budget towards something bigger, like the car. That is the ultimate goal here. So thanks again for rushing to get to me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you have fun selling and making cupcakes this Friday.
Yes, it'll be great.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.